granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, one of the storm clouds hovering over Lum finally turned out to have a silver lining. Uncle Henry Lunsford, the town marshal, still insists that Lum must stand trial for entering the Jot 'em Down store at midnight, even though Abner doesn't want to bring any charges against his partner. However, Lum has stopped worrying about this, since it was discovered that, as he is justice of the peace, he must try his own case. As we look in on the little community today, we find that it's visiting hour at the jail, and Abner has just arrived. Listen.
Well, howdy, Lum.
Oh, hello, Abner.
Uncle Henry said I could come in and see you for 15 minutes, but I can't see nothing till you hear the visitor's bell ring on.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I wish he'd break that confounded bell. Well, there it is. Go ahead and talk now.
Yeah? Well, what I come in to tell you, Lum, Hey, doggies, what you doing with all them weeds in your cell?
Oh, it's another one of Uncle Henry's ideas. He sent Cedric down to the river to get a truckload of reeds, and now I'm supposed to weave baskets out of them.
Baskets? Yeah. What does he want baskets for?
I don't know. He says this is to keep me from thinking about murders and bank robberies and embezzling and all such as that.
Oh, is that what you've been thinking about?
Of course not. But he says, according to that penitentiary book he's got, that's what I think about all the time. And there ain't no way to get that idea out of his head, neither.
Well?
Says you got to keep me busy all the time, keep me cheerful and happy. Does this look anything like a basket to you, this thing here?
Well, not exactly, Lum. It sort of looks just like a bunch of weeds tied together to me.
It does, don't it?
Yeah, I believe it does.
I told Uncle Henry I couldn't make no baskets. At least not any that's good enough to sell.
Sal, are you going into the basket business?
Oh, that's another one Uncle Henry's ideas. He said he'd put on an open house at the jail next Saturday so everybody in town could come in and see the prisoners. I'm the only one they got, of course.
Yeah.
They'd look at the work I've been doing. He said I could sell my baskets to the visitors, and that way I could get confidence in myself.
Confidence, huh?
Make enough to buy gum and candy and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's awful thoughty, Uncle Henry, to do that for you, Lum.
What do you mean, thoughty? It's just a way to embarrass me.
Oh.
Grannies, I never could stand that, having everybody in Pine Ridge staring at me in jail here, weaving baskets, doing woman's work, or Indian woman's anyway.
Yeah.
Now, I got to get out of here, Abner. That's all there are to it.
Yeah, well, that's what I sort of come over to tell you, Lum. You can get out just as soon as your trial starts.
Well, that's the trouble. Uncle Henry won't set the date for my trial.
Well, of course not. It ain't up to him. It's up to you.
Up to me?
Yeah.
How can that be? I'm the feller that's being tried.
Yeah, but long as you're justice of the peace, why, you're the feller that's going to try the case.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. I asked Uncle Henry about it, and, well, he sort of hemmed and hawed for a long time. He hated to tell me the worst way, but finally he admitted himself it's up to you to set the date.
Well, all right, Granny, is the date set then? Right now's the date. Right this very minute.
Yeah, well, Uncle Henry said something about giving 24-hour notice of the trial or something. I forget why, but he said that.
All right, then. The trial's set for tomorrow. 24 hours from this minute.
Tomorrow, huh?
Yes, sir. I'll be a free man in 24 hours.
Well, good for you, Lum.
Free man once again. Grannies, I'll be glad to get out of here.
Oh, my, yes.
And we ain't never going to let ourselves get tangled up in another mess like this, Abner. I made up my mind about that.
That's a good idea.
I got to studying about this whole thing last night myself here, and I got to realizing just how silly we've been.
What do you mean, silly, Lum?
Well, it all started from such a little thing when you stop to think about it. See, I signed a scrap of paper giving you my half of the store and bakery. But both of us knowed it didn't mean nothing.
No.
Just done that so's Mousy Gray'd quit his job at the mill and spend his time training for his boxing career.
Sure.
That was a mistake right there, too, that Mousie couldn't lick a postage stamp.
No, and then I kept the paper just to teach you a lesson about getting off on big ideas and ignoring the store, and that was a mistake, too.
Yeah, and one thing led to something else, and the first thing you know, me and you got mad at one another like a couple of half-growed youngins, and before we knowed it, the law stepped in and took it clean out of our hands.
Yeah.
Now, here I am being tried for a crime I never actually committed. And even if I did, you don't want to bring no charges again me.
Of course not. I told Uncle Henry 1,000 or 100 times, but he just won't listen to reason. Stubbornest one feller I ever knowed.
Well, I'm the only prisoner he's ever had since he's elected town marshal, and he's just bound and determined he's going to make an example out of me.
Yeah, that's it. That's what he says.
Well, it'll all be over tomorrow, and I'll be a free man again.
Of course, now, you got to win the trial first, though, before you're a free man, Lum.
Well, don't worry. This is one trial I know I can win.
Well, don't forget, Squire Skimp's got that piece of paper you signed, or at least it's in one of them books of ours that he bought from Cedric, and he might not know it, but it's in there.
I thought you sent Grandpappy Spears over to buy them books back from Squire on account of we needed from the library.
Well, I did, but I ain't heard from him yet. For what if Squire found that paper and brings it up at the trial? That make it look like you broke into my store that night instead of just going into your own store?
It might, but as long as I'm trying the case, I'll just rule out the evidence as unrelevant and non-consequence.
You will, huh?
Abstain the objections and all that stuff. I ain't worried about that.
Well, I hope you're right.
Only thing I'm worried about is that Uncle Henry may get me so wore out before the trial I won't be able to try myself.
Wore out?
Yeah, he's hired some feller that he's going to chain me up to this afternoon and make a chain gang out of us.
Chain gang?
Yeah, he's been wanting a chain gang, and he just had one prisoner, so he went out and hired a feller.
For the land's sake.
Now he's going to take us out to work on the road.
Work on the road?
Yeah, he's arranged with old man Macmillan to have us repair that place where the highway was washed out just south of town here.
Well, I do know.
And you know what that kind of work does to my back.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be so stove up, I'll never be able to climb up on the Justice of the Peace bench tomorrow even.
No.
Grannies, I wish I knowed some way to get out of here right today.
Well, you'll never be able to stand working on that rope. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look here, Long. Uncle Henry went and left the key in the lock again. Look at that. You can just slip out the back door of the jail and come back tomorrow for the trial.
Oh, no, not me, Abner.
Well, why not? This is your chance, Long.
Listen, Abner, that key in the lock is just a trap. He wants me to try to escape.
Wants you to?
Sure he does. He's been trying to get me to do that ever since he read a chapter in his prison book about how to conduct a manhunt.
Hmm.
There ain't no one thing that Uncle Henry would rather I do than try to escape. Just dying for me to do it.
Well, I thought he wanted to keep you in jail.
Oh, he does, but he thinks that'd be exciting. Make a big man out of him in the community if he recaptured me.
Hmm.
Wants to get up a posse and chase me all over the country. Then, of course, he's got that bloodhound.
Bloodhound? I never knowed Uncle Henry had a bloodhound.
Well, that's what he calls it anyway. Looks more like a Airedale. Part Airedale and part hound, I think it is.
Oh, that and yeah.
Every night when I go to bed, Uncle Henry takes my shoes and puts them near the dog so he'll get familiar with who I am. Then he'll know who to track down when I escape through the swamps.
Through the swamps?
Well, yeah. If Uncle Henry's told me once, he's told me 100 times that the best place for a prisoner to head for is the swamps.
Well?
He said that's where them convicts in that moving picture he's seen went.
Well, if he's talking about them swamps down there along the river, well, that's an awful long ways from here, Lum. I don't believe you could make them.
Well, Uncle Henry leaves the key in that old car of his.
Oh.
He mentioned that sort of offhanded the other day, so I figured he wants me to escape in his car and drive over to the swamps.
Yeah.
Fact is, I think he'd even drive me over there himself. I insisted on it. Anything just to get me over there.
Hey, doggy, that would be exciting, you know. You splashing through them swamps and the dogs are barking and fellers with guns chasing.
Abner, don't talk that way, Grannies. I don't like to even hear it.
Huh?
I go through enough around here without you getting them ideas, too. Thing for you to do is help me study up some way to get out of here before I got to do that road work. Wait a minute, is that Uncle Henry coming?
Where? Oh, no. Grandpappy Spear. Must be back from Squire's place.
Yeah.
Well, howdy, Grandpa.
Well, howdy. Hey, how are you, Lum?
I ain't even tolerable today, Grandpap.
Did you get the books back from Squire, Grandpap?
I sure did, Abner, but I'll be dogged if I can find that paper in any of them.
Uh-oh. What, are you sure you look good?
Yeah, I shook them out and everything. Turned every page in every book.
Well, I do know.
I'd have might not bet I put that paper in Gilbert the Boy Trapper, but it ain't there now.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, Lum?
Yeah, I ain't worried, Abner. All I'm worried about is getting out of here right now.
Well, why don't you get out then, Lum? Squire Skimp says you can.
Squire? What's he got to do with it?
Well, he said long as Lum's justice of the peace, why don't he let himself out on bail?
On bail?
Bail.
My granny, that's right. I can do that, can't
Why, sure.
Oh, why didn't I think of that before?
Well, good for you, Lum. Good for Grandpap.
Yeah.
Good for everybody.
Abner, run and tell Uncle Henry I'm letting myself out on bail right now.
Yeah. How much you setting the bail at, Lum?
Oh, 5 cents. Now, hurry up.
Yeah, I'll tell him 5 cents, huh?
Wait a minute, though.
Huh?
5 cents. That don't sound very good, does it?
It don't, huh?
Well, I'm more important than that, I know.
Oh, sure, you're worth more than a nickel, I believe.
I wouldn't want that to get around. Make it $1,000, Abner.
Yeah, that's better. $1,000.
Make it $5,000. Ain't often they get a prisoner like me in here.
$5,000. That's a time.
Or $10,000, that's just twice as much. $10,000. I want to be the most important prisoner they've ever had around here.
Well, good for you. I'll tell him $10,000. Wait a minute, Lum. Who pays that?
Huh?
Who's going to put up that $10,000?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? I reckon a nickel's enough.